Well, the net result is that this has never been about health. This is just one gigantic hoax. I keep telling people that had somebody told me this 2 years ago, I would have told them to go take their pills, see a doctor, and everything will be fine. But in the meantime, it looks like we're running out of conspiracy theories. All of these formerly conspiracy theories turned out to be true. So the most important result is it's not about health. So the big question is, what is it about? So we spoke with geopoliticians, historians, all kinds of scientists from all walks of science. And the short answer is, this is about global world domination.
You know where the CIA tunes in, right? You know where the Russians tune in? You know everybody tunes in, right? You know who Tucker Carlson tunes into, and Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk? You know where they tune in, right? They tune in right here.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Dr. Reiner Fulmich is our guest for the next 25 minutes. He's going to be back with us for a full hour very soon. He's on the road, but he's agreed to graciously pop in with us here. I've been trying to get him on for over a month. He put together very successful public hearings with the scientists, with the doctors, with the experts, and then had them come to their conclusions, which is what our government would recommend in the last 60, 70 years. In a country with an authoritarian regime, have public hearings, have a public grand jury, have the findings put out, and that's one of the ways to nonviolently bring down a corrupt system or stop crimes from being committed. And that's what he did. It captured the imagination of the world, really got people informed, and it's one of the things that, along with Joe Rogan, broke the back of the big COVID power grab. It's still going on, but by stealth, because they don't want to fight us now in the open with their takeover. And he just has one of the best minds when it comes to laying it out. I'm not going to read his whole bio here. You can find his website at crimesagainsthumanitytour.com, crimesagainsthumanitytour.com. I won't go over his whole lengthy bio here, but he is a trial lawyer specializing in banking and stock exchange law, private international law, and medical law. And he is also a very well accredited and respected. So thank you for joining us, Doctor. As you know, we've only got 20 minutes, so you've got the floor.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Alex.
Thank you. So where are we now since your amazing hearings that hundreds of millions watched?
Well, the thing is, the reason why my friend and colleague Viviana Fisher and myself started this Corona Investigative Committee on July 10th, 2020, is because we didn't feel that we were getting any answers to the questions that not just we, but we believed most people wanted answers to from either the mainstream media or our politicians. Now, in the meantime, of course, we found out that our politicians are not our politicians, but they're all bought and paid for by the World Economic Forum, mostly by its Global Young Leaders Program. The questions we wanted answers to is, one, how dangerous is this virus really? We're not denying that there's a virus out there. Number two is, how reliable is the PCR test? And number three, how much damage do the anti-corona measures do? Well, in the meantime, we know, of course, that the virus itself is no more dangerous than the common flu. It has a survival rate of 99.97%. Children are at no risk whatsoever, statistically speaking. And the PCR test, which is the basis for everything, the PCR test is a fake, not the real PCR test, as it was invented by a Nobel Prize winner and very funny, witty, intelligent guy, Kary Mullis, but the version that was invented by a German hoax fraud. His name is Professor Dr. Drosten. He's neither a real professor nor is he a real doctor. He's a complete fake. But he invented the PCR test that he claims tells us everything about infections. Now, that is impossible because the PCR test can't distinguish between dead and live matter. So if you test positive, it's very likely that maybe you had a flu or the common cold 4 or 5 months ago, because both the flu and the common cold also contains a coronavirus. What's more important, in order to be infected, you need a whole virus to enter your cells and then start replicating there. That's when you have symptoms as well. A whole virus is never found by this PCR test, because whatever the swab is being put into a machine, but it's destroyed literally before it's put into the machine. So you only detect fragments. So per se, this test cannot tell you anything about infections. That's That's what this guy invented, and that is the basis for everything. Because, you know, in January of 2020, when the World Health Economic, World Health Organization was put under pressure by some of its most potent donors to declare a public health emergency of international concern, there were no cases. In order for a public health emergency of international concern to be declared, you need cases, and cases are infections. So they told Drosten to start work on his PCR tests, and he played along with it. And a couple of weeks later, he came up with this PCR test. The two basic lies on which everything else is founded is they're both from him, and they were then spread to the world by the World Health Organization. One is they're asymptomatic infections. What do you need that for? It's necessary to make everyone be afraid of everyone, no matter how healthy they look. In the meantime, we know, of course, that there are no asymptomatic infections, in particular, not with respiratory diseases. Anyone who has a respiratory disease has symptoms. Well, after all, what do you do? If you want to go see a doctor because you feel kind of strange, the first question your doctor is going to ask you is, what symptoms do you have? What are you going to say? I watch too much Fauci? It's not a really good symptom. So without any symptoms, there is no infections. But the PCR test, that's the second lie, that the PCR test can detect infections. It cannot, because, as I said, it cannot distinguish between dead and live matter, and it cannot, it doesn't see whether or not there's a whole virus. Based on these two lies, the World Health Organization then declared a public health emergency of international concern. The first time they tried it, they failed, because, you know, I think this is at the end of January of 2020, there were no cases, so they couldn't agree on declaring a public health emergency of international concern. The second time, 2 weeks later, it worked. Why? Because Drosten had supplied them with his PCR test. And this test, as I said, per se, cannot tell you anything about infections, but the way it was set, the way it was set up, it was bound, it was guaranteed to create cases, false.
Well, that's
positive.
Right. And Dr. Fulmick, you've done a great job laying all that. Just briefly, you know, come back again next week, hopefully, when you get back to town, you know, back to the West. You've done really good boil downs on the Great Reset and why they did it, the 35,000 foot view of why they would dare do something like this. And then I want to get into the findings of this huge conference and this grand jury you put on. I loved how USA Today and others, we'll talk about that next segment, tried to spin it like you were trying to say this was an official grand jury, when citizen grand juries are a well-known part of free societies, even listed by the State Department as one of the main ways to expose corruption or corrupt regimes or corrupt corporations. I mean, that's, and then USA Today attacks what our own State Department says is a good thing to do.
Well, the reason why we decided on a grand jury investigation is it was at the suggestion of one of our international colleagues from New Mexico, Anna Garner. She said, let's do it like a grand jury investigation, because that way we will not have a decision that needs to be enforced, but rather it ends with a jury declaring that they want to indict the people who we the putative defendants.
It lays out a historic roadmap for real prosecutors and real grand juries.
Exactly. We have real attorneys, we have a real judge, we have real experts, and we have real witnesses explaining about the damages that they suffered, in particular the health damages that they suffered because of the so-called vaccines. And we did this outside of the official court system, because we realized that in most countries, it's different in the United States, it's different in India, but it's surely true in Europe, in particular in Germany, we would not get a fair hearing for such a proceeding. That's why we did it outside of the actual court system. But this is only the first step. There will be more such trials to follow. And we expect, and it's happening already, that in some cases, people will set up their own new jurisdictions, because this is what it's all about. It's us, the people, who have the power to do such a thing. In other cases, in particular in the United States, they're going to force their own judiciaries to do their job. And the only thing they need to do is listen to the hearings that we held, and then they can invite the very same experts. I don't think they're going to change their story.
That's right. You've laid out an incredible blueprint. And since you guys did this, you've been one of the main people out there organizing the experts. It's all coming out, confirming everything you guys said. And what we see with Moderna and Pfizer and them hiding and the stock imploding. We're going to come back and talk about where you see this going and what happens next with Dr. Reiner Fulmich. You need to visit his site. It's fulmich.com and crimesagainsthumanitytour.com as well.
Humanity has awoken to the fact that iodine is key in our bodies for immune systems and more. And we have the best iodine you're going to find anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com. It's X3 Tri-Iodine, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Follow the link below.
All right, Dr. Reiner Fulmich is on the road. He's a very famous biomedical lawyer and also deals with stock exchange law, private international law, and so much more. And he's been the major chairman of the board of large companies. I'm going to leave it right there. And also Democratic grassroots parties. And he's here for only another 8-9 minutes. He's got to go. I've got so many questions. Just briefly, what else do you want to get out to folks that's developed since your big citizens grand jury? But first, can you just tell us, I know I watched it, but or parts of it, what the findings of the citizens grand jury was?
Well, the net result is that this has never been about health. This is just one gigantic hoax. I keep telling people that had somebody told me this 2 years ago, I would have told them to go take their pills, see a doctor, and everything will be fine. But in the meantime, it looks like we're running out of conspiracy theories. All of these formerly conspiracy theories turn out to be true. So the most important result is it's not about health. So the big question is, what is it about? So we spoke with geopoliticians, historians, all kinds of scientists from all walks of science. And the short answer is, this is about global world domination. It's probably a relatively small group of very rich people who are trying to gain complete control over the rest of the world, which they have looted and plundered at least over the last 3, 4, 5 decades, probably much longer. And it was only a question of time when we would come on to them and when we would understand what's really been going on. The first time that at least I, as a former banker, should have woken up is during the Lehman crisis, which started out as a housing crisis, but it was really a banking crisis. Because that's the first time that everyone should have known this is a gigantic fraud. This is how they sell homes in the United States and in Germany, defrauding people out of their money and selling these homes at 2 or 3 times its actual fair market value. This is what happened in Germany, and this is what happened in the United States. But the only thing we got from our politicians, who we then thought were our politicians, is promises. This is never going to happen again. We're going to hold everyone responsible. Well, they didn't do anything. No one went to jail. The only thing they did is they kept printing money. And this thing, of course, couldn't go. It had to explode, and it was about to implode again. The entire system was about to implode again, probably in September of 2019. There was a meeting of central bankers at Jackson Hole in Wyoming, and we know that they were in a huge panic back then. BlackRock, for example, suggested that something really bold needed to be done in order to distract people from what was really going on. So that is when they came up with the idea that this is right, this is the right moment for Corona. So ultimately, this is what it's about. They want complete control, because if we find out about them, they're not going to last much longer. They want complete control. They want a one-world government. It's the globalists, whom you mentioned, one-world government, and they want one-world currency, digital currency, so that they can dictate, much like the Chinese social credit system, they can dictate and control everything we do. And when we found that out, we realized that the only way you can deal with this is not to fix the system, because I don't think this system can be fixed. And none of the people who I spoke with.
Well, this system's totally predatory, I agree, and is designed to implode all of us to maintain control, so they ride us down through a control collapse.
Exactly. So that's the one way out is to create us, those who ask questions, who are creative, who are not used to following orders. We have the power and we have the right, and I think we have the duty to set up our own system of healthcare, of economics, of education, and yes, judiciary. This should be a parallel system. It'll be so attractive that the other side, or many of those who are still on the other side, will jump off the fence on our side of the fence and will ultimately help us. But for the time being, we have to do something to stop this. It looks as though the corona narrative is about to implode. It has imploded in many parts of the world.
That was my next question, and then you're going to join us again soon for a full hour. Well, now you're on the road middle of the night. Thank you. Doctor, but clearly it's imploding very fast. And I predicted once it started imploding, they'd launch a war. Why do you think it's imploding so fast? And I don't want us to be too confident. What are you worried about? Because you know they're going to try something else.
Well, they are trying something else already. The new way to put us in panic mode is through war. There's war in Ukraine. And the big question is, what is it really that's going on there? I think this is part of their agenda. Just today, we had another hearing of the Corona Committee in Berlin. And we spoke with a group of people, one of them is an American, who really know everything about what's going on there, about the long-term historical backdrop of the geopolitical consequences of what's happening and what has been happening. It looks as though it's not a stage war, it's a real war, so we have to feel really sorry about the people who are suffering there. But it looks as though Ukraine is just another puppet of the Anglo-American financial mafia, as I call them. That's the City of London, not London, but the City of London and its fifth column, Wall Street. They're using them as pawns in the Ukrainians, and they're doing this in order to drive a wedge between, just like World War I and World War II, between Russia and the West. It's going to be NATO against Russia, and I think that's what all the rhetoric is aimed at. The rhetoric of our politicians, just like in the United States. They're all talking as though we're at war with Russia, even though it's just Ukraine and Russia. And I believe that if you take a closer look at how this war started, you'll come up with a completely different picture, including that Russia was humiliated for at least 8 years by Ukrainians bombarding the autonomous regions of the Donbas, as they call it, and never ever being able to strike back. So they drew several red lines. I'm not saying they're good people. I mean, the Russians are good people. I'm not saying Putin is a good man. I don't know if he is.
Yeah, but yeah, you start a fight with people, you're going to get a fight.
Exactly. And that's what happened. They provoked him so much that he just didn't have a choice. Now, the big question is, will it get out of control or not? If it does get out of control, we will have a real war in all of Europe. And the major battlefield will be Germany.
Well, I noticed years ago, different globalists said, if you try to get rid of the EU, there'll be a war in Europe. And we're like, a war in Europe? Why would that happen? No, they were saying we'll start one. And they'll just cross Russian red lines and start a war. And that's what Biden even encouraged Putin to invade. And that's when I'm like, hey, you need to not invade Putin, but we're here now. All right. Well, in the near future, Dr. Reiner Fulmick, I hope you'll join us. You're doing incredible work. I know talking to crowds of thousands, tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands. They obviously launched COVID as a power grab to try to make us forget about globalism. I think it's bit them in the ass. What do you think?
Globalism is, of course, the one thing that we don't want. We want our own sovereignty. We want our individual identities. We want our individual cultures. The reason we're traveling to Italy or to France is not despite the fact that they're different, it's because they're different. And we want them to be different. We do not want globalists. We have to disconnect from the globalists, both.
That's
from
right.
Their,
Dr. Fulmick, incredible job. Talk to you soon.
Two of our best-selling products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And they will sell out in the next 3-4 months before I get more of the product in if I sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence about getting Winter Sun or getting X3 to try the products and see how amazing they are. And I believe you will then get hooked on them like myself, my family, and the crew are. So again, both these products are back in stock. Both X3 and Winter Sun, they are 50% off for a limited time because they're going to sell out at this price, I would estimate, in less than a month. So this is your chance to get X3 and experience the good halogens versus the bad halogens. This is your chance to have the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system as well. They're amazing, and they're at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason this is a 360 win is it funds the operation. I need funds to run the operation. You need to be healthy. We need to stay on air. It's a match made in heaven.